We are Yonder Mountain String Band. We are really glad to be here. Gotta give some props to Humphreys and McGee, man. Those guys drove. They were on stage at 4 a.m. They're looking good doing it, too. Check 1, 2. Hey. Ah, there we go. That was my voice. Yeah. So we've been out on the road for a month, and this is what we call day last today. This is our last day. So we've got nothing but energy that we've got to get out before we go to the airport tomorrow morning. And we hope you're ready to get some of it out with us.
Oh,
Cheers, everybody. Let's start this set of music out right with a little bit of liquor. Why not? Nice to see you in the field, in the park on a Sunday. Cheers to you. Thank you. very much and welcome to our little portion of the afternoon. This is a blast, man. We love coming to play in Louisville, Kentucky. You folks are just the best. All the boys are tuning. I'll tell you a quick little story. Right over here, they used to do the IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association event. Right there at the Galt House, I spent many sleepless nights by choice playing mandolin, running around, and checking out all the cool music. And we played the IBMA one year, and they're pretty serious people, you know, and I don't think they liked us much. But you know what? Fuck. You folks look like you like us, and I'll take that. You're a lot more fun to be around.
Jeff, what made you have confusion that people didn't like us, the people getting up and walking out during the set?
Let's imagine that you're all in the audience, and you all stood up at the same time and left. And then there were like two dreads in the middle of the crowd going, I'm not leaving. So these two dreads just got down the whole time and they were our motivation. So if they're here, thanks for hanging out. But we really love what we do for a living and we feel real blessed about it. So thanks a lot. And this is Ben Kaufman on the bass. He's going to play a tune.
Just doing my part for humanity, folks. Holding it down. Actually, do a follow-up on Jeff's story. It turns out that everybody left because they had to use the restroom. It was bad pork sandwiches.
Bad lunch. Pork sandwiches.
So, 1,000 people. You can only imagine that poor room. This is a song called My Gal. It's about my gal. It starts a little bit weird, but it gets better the more we go along. Here it goes. Well, rich gal, she drives in an automobile. You ever heard of Tony Rice? He's real good.
Real good.
He sure is.
Yeah, he does. He's real good. You know, a poor gal, she'd love to do the same. Thank you. My gal's got a private seat in the back of Cher's car, and she gets around just the same. Really is a pleasure to be here. We don't get a chance to come here very often, and I'd just like to say the last time we were here, we visited the Louisville Slugger Museum, which is awesome. I got terrified by that virtual pitching thing. Oh my god. And I really wish I hadn't bought that Manny Ramirez bat. You know what I'm saying? That's what I get. I know, right? Oh, I feel so bad about that. Still, I keep it by my bedside, and if anybody breaks into my house, I'm going steroids on it.
Golden Kill.
This is Adam Angel on the guitar, friends, the most talented member of the band. I'm going to do one more.
Is there a correlation between you talking about me and steroids?
I think it's about time the people knew, Adam.
Yeah, it shows, right?
My client doesn't want to talk about the past.
Doesn't want to talk about it. This is a great tune that he wrote here that he's going to play for you called Pockets. We hope you like it.
Got it all wrong. right here on the guitar.
Okay, so everybody having a good time? Everybody feeling good, getting along with your neighbor? We always like to encourage, if you're standing next, I see this one. If you're standing next to somebody that you don't know, introduce yourself. You never know, you might make a lifelong friend. That's sort of like what we're about. Last time I said that, someone called me a hippie. What are you gonna do? I like follow the rule, like just be cool, you know what I mean? You get to through life, I think.
Johnny on the end is Mr. David Johnston on the banjo, friends. We'd like to play you a little number here that we think you're going to like. It's a good fast-ass bluegrass number, and you know, Sundays are a great day for playing bluegrass music.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's enough of me, and we would like to move on to a song that features the writing and singing and playing talents of Mr. Jeff Austin. Oh, thank you, friends, and thank you, neighbors. We'd like to play this tune for all of our musical buddies that we've gotten to see over the last couple of days. Man, we've been having a good-ass time. We were at the All Good Music Festival yesterday, tearing it up with about 17,000 people just having a blast. And took a golf cart ride I will never forget. All right, I will never remember. That's what it was. But anyway, this tune's for all the road warrior buddies, man. It's great to cross paths whenever we get a chance to see you. Talking to you, Cynthia.
You guys.
This tune's called Out of the Blue. Thank you.
Man, time is flying. We could stand here and play music for you folks all afternoon, my goodness. Let's just get right after Mr. Adam Angel with the best lick we play. Much time was flying. We're probably not going to talk so much anymore. We're a little chatty. Me and Adam are going to sing a little duet number here at Heat Hope. And we just want to get right into it. Dave and I both wrote this song. It's a good one. Dave really helped me. We made it what it was. It's called Rain Still Falls.
Hi.
Thanks a lot, everybody. We're definitely not going to have time to talk after we play this chunk of music, except for to say thank you. So I'll also say thank you now. Thank you for coming to check us out. Thank you to our brothers in Humphreys McGee for checking us out. We really appreciate it. Hopefully they like it. If they didn't, they're definitely going to let us know. Here we go.
Oh, else I can do to right my wrong. I don't know what else I might be able to say. I don't know if there's a single thing in this world I can do to make it all right. Everything that's gone. I'm the only broken-hearted man that knows, that I was not born. I was the one who was knows that I was the only, the only, the one. You could give me 10 different reasons why I was the one who was wrong. You could give me 10 different examples of where it all went wrong. I'm just a little broken-hearted man, the only one here who could tell. Steps from my front door. I was ready to stop. Now I'm not quite sure. Could it be on the chance that it was more like so?
Excuse to have one more drink with all you lovely people here at Forecastle. Thank you so much for having us. Cheers, Kamani. This is to our crew, the best working crew in all show business, my friends. I'm telling you what, they last.
Yonder Mountain String Band, Forecastle Festival, the Belvedere, Louisville, Kentucky, 7/12/2009, FOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep CCM4Vs, Lunatech V2, Benchmark 82K, Sound Devices, 7/22, 42 feet from stage, 7 feet in the air, in the sweet spot. Happy birthday to Hubie, happy birthday to Pete. Show number 147 of 2009.